This episode powered by Strive Labs and the Strive Hub platform, the all-in-one customer relationship management platform built for health and wellness, providing intelligent solutions for clinics and hospitals. Find them online at strivelabs.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. I want to thank you guys for helping us go from a student project to 100,000 downloads. Can't thank you guys enough. Continuing our graduation week theme as I get towards that wizard outfit that I get to put on and walk across the stage, we are continuing to talk to people to give us some inspiration as we head out to be physical therapists. Our guest today qualified as a physiotherapist in 1990 from Trinity College in Dublin. While working as a clinical physiotherapist at St. James Hospital in Dublin, she completed a postgraduate study in statistics and research, also at Trinity College. She took up an academic position at Trinity and completed a PhD and a master's degree, an associate professor at the Department of Physiotherapy at Trinity College in Dublin, and in September of 2014, elected the president of the World Confederation of Physiotherapists. On the show today, Emma Stokes. Emma, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Honored to have you here. Want to thank you from taking some time out. I know a lot of people have busy schedules, but yours is truly worldwide.
That's right. Yeah, I have the privilege of serving as the president of WCPT, which is the World Confederation for Physical Therapy. Just completed our first year, new board, and for me as the president.
Sounds great. Well, I try to have a different beer with each episode to expand my horizons, going across the country to a brewery from Seattle. This is the Audible Pale Ale. So we'll have that during the episode. And again, want to thank you for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. You enjoy the beer. I have to go to another board meeting after this, so I'll be sipping water.
So I came across the WCPT via Twitter. I think that's where I get a lot of information. I knew about the American Physical Therapy Association. We're well-versed in that in school, but nobody ever brought up the WCPT to me until I tripped across somebody had retweeted something you said. So if you were going to explain that to students, how would you say what it does and why it exists?
WCPT is the only global organization for physiotherapists and physical therapists. It's been in existence since 1951. We bring together the global community of physiotherapists through their professional organizations. We're a confederation of professional organizations, and of course the American Physical Therapy Association is a member of WCPT. We've just completed a really interesting consultation on our strategic plan. We work to raise the standards of physiotherapy around the world through collaboration and networking and information sharing. We also advocate for physiotherapy and for the profession and for our role in the delivery of services across a variety of different sectors with global organizations, but particularly with WHO. We host very exciting international congress every 2 years. Our next one is in 2017 in Cape Town. I guess we are the glue that binds the international physiotherapy community.
I like the way you put that, binding everything together. We know the APTA advocates for American physical therapists here in the U.S. You kind of just seem like our world voice in terms of explaining what physical therapy can do, should be doing with the rest of the world. You brought up the World Health Organization.
Absolutely. National physiotherapy organizations advocate on national physiotherapy issues. The World Organization, one of its roles is to advocate globally where there are global partners for the role of physiotherapy and physical therapy. So WCPT is part of a global alliance, the World Health Professions Alliance, which includes the World Medical Association, the International Council of Nurses, the International Federation of Dentists, and the International Federation of Pharmacists. So collectively, that's a very powerful set of voices when we can advocate for issues of common interest to us.
On a very, very, very large stage.
Indeed.
You were recently a member in a task force of the American Physical Therapy Association on scope of practice. What came about?
I had the privilege of being part of a task force that was to consider issues around scope of practice in physical therapy, more from the perspective of what would APTA need to be keeping on its horizons in terms of scope of practice. And the task force brought back a document to the board of the APTA for their information, really, as much as anything else. It wasn't a policy-making task force or policy-setting task force. It was very clearly about sort of articulating key issues that APTA needs to keep on its horizon when it considers scope of practice in physical therapy. And I was just able to bring some of the international perspectives to that. that. So it's always fabulous privilege to be invited to participate in task force or any activity in a member organization, because I have the opportunity to see physical therapy around the world and just simply to be able to say, well, you know, really interestingly, this happened in the UK, or here is something that's happening in Australia, or when I was traveling in Asia, here's what I discovered were some of the challenges or opportunities facing the profession there. That was my role in that task force.
Yeah, you must have just a really, really unique view in that you get to peek in on all these different, I mean, all the associations are the same, but they're not. They have similar goals. We're in the same field, but you get to look at different things and say, oh, I've seen this before. You can recognize patterns. Like, they had this issue before. What if you tried this? And you're that voice that kind of brings it together.
Precisely. And, you know, I'm not the only voice that can do that. There are many, many physiotherapists involved in WCPT and in global physiotherapy who have that big perspective. For me, I've been doing this now since 1998 in terms of being involved in international physiotherapy. I think what astonishes me is every now and then I have a piece of information and I don't know where I got it from. And I didn't realize that I actually knew quite that much about this particular topic. But when I pull all the strands together, it begins to form, as you say, a coherent picture through pattern recognition. There are amazing clinical specialist physical therapists around the world. They've been doing their work for 20 years or 30 years. My practice of physiotherapy is actually international physiotherapy. So I guess I'm no different in many ways to a highly specialized clinical physical therapist who can recognize all of those patterns through the patients and the clients that they see. I just have a slightly different view of my practice, which is not clinical practice anymore.
Now, I graduate tomorrow. Doesn't mean I'm done doing my homework. And I listened to an interview of yours in 2013, where you said in the beginning of our careers, we focus very much on our clinical skills, and that's important. But you stressed it's also important to volunteer within your professional organizations and getting involved, because you never know what's going to appear. I think that's something I wanted to stress to my fellow classmates who are also graduating.
I have been incredibly lucky. I started volunteering in the Irish Society within a year of graduation. I mean, it never crossed my mind not to be a member of the ISCP. I joined 2 or 3 days after I got my examination results. I think what's really interesting in the APTA is that the students are really connected to the professional organization. And what happens is that seems to drop off after about 5 years. And I don't understand that because to me, being a professional means being part of your professional organization. But I recognize that that's not the same for everyone. So the things that drive me to be part of the professional community are different to the things that drive others. And what I have been saying, where anyone will listen to me, is join or join in. So if you're not a member, join, because your professional organization advocates for you with key decision makers in your country. And if they can say that they represent 80% of the physical therapists in the state or 80% of the physical therapists in the United States, then they're going to be way more powerful than if they can say that they represent 20% of the physical therapists. So that's one good reason to be a member. For me, it's always been far more about being a volunteer. And I have been a volunteer for, well, I guess it's what, 25 years now. But whatever I've given in my volunteering, I have received back in degrees of magnitude that are astonishing to me. I've had opportunities to learn, had opportunities to be part of exciting initiatives. If I hadn't been volunteering for the ISCP, I wouldn't be the president of WCPT. Right. So for me, it's been an enormous learning journey as a volunteer. And I would say, whatever you give, it will come back to you in many, many ways that are exciting and fun, and you will make a great set of friends and a really good professional network.
Yeah, I've seen that volunteering at the state level, going to national conferences. We would have a service learning trip to Costa Rica a month and a half ago with Marymount University, where I'm graduating from. And what you just said, you get back in magnitudes of volume greater than what you give. And I think that's really important and a good reason to belong. We mentioned earlier you can peek in on all these different APTAs around the world. How is physical therapy the same, and how is physical therapy different in different parts of the world? Maybe one similarity that you see, a common thread, and then a common difference.
One similarity that I see is how passionate physiotherapists are about their profession. They're really committed to developing their profession, not for any kind of professional solipsism or solipsistic approach or very inward-looking approach. They're keen to develop their profession so that they can provide the best services to the people that they serve, the patients, the clients, their communities. And you see that commitment over and over and over again. You see that commitment to raising the standards of practice. You see that commitment to creating communities of knowledge. You see that commitment to the profession through advocacy and through battling with the authorities to get either education programs or professional developments or support for reimbursement. So that is a common theme that I have seen. Now, I was in Iran last week. There I was among the Iranian physiotherapy community, and somebody said to me this morning, well, how was it? And I said, well, you know, physiotherapists are the same the world over. You know, they have a quest for knowledge. They have a desire to really, really promote the profession to be sure that patients get the best version of us. So that's a common thread. Physiotherapists are great fun a lot of the time as well. You know? And when they come together, they know how to enjoy themselves. They know how to talk. They know how to network. They know how to really enjoy the social aspect of professional conferences. You know, and I see that the world over. We have a kind of a fun thing going on Twitter where, you know, some of us take photographs at these conferences of the dance floor, mm-hmm. because a lot of the time physiotherapists love to dance as well. They work hard and then they enjoy their time together as well. In terms of the differences, WCPT has a huge diversity in its member organizations, and people ask me a lot about the future of physiotherapy. And I often say the future of physiotherapy depends on where you're standing. You know, if you're standing in Ecuador or if you're standing in Japan near the site of an earthquake, the future of physiotherapy looks quite different. And indeed in Nepal last year, where our colleagues were, the tragic consequences of the earthquake, which was just before the Congress in Singapore. That's a quite different future in some ways, particularly, for instance, in countries where the health infrastructure is a little fragile anyway. That's a huge challenge. If you're a physiotherapist in Haiti, where there's one physiotherapist per million of the population, that's a very different physiotherapy experience as a professional than your experience when you enter the workforce in the United States, mine, and the physiotherapy experience in Ireland. So those are probably the dramatic contrasts. Scope of practice is different around the world to a greater or lesser extent. So for instance, in some parts of the world where there are very few physiotherapists, you might actually have quite advanced scope of practice for different reasons to why you might have advanced scope of practice in, say, the United Kingdom or in Ireland or in the United States or in Australia. And interestingly, some countries have entry to practice education, which is at the bachelor's level. Other countries have entry to practice education at DPT level, like in the United States. So there's diversity around education programs. There's diversity around scope of practice. There's diversity around access of practice. And then there's just simply diversity around capacity. I think one of the things that WCPT has been really good at and has worked very hard at and is very much at the heart of the organization is that we are stronger together and we embrace that diversity. And we have to hold on to that because we have to be sure that WCPT as an organization provides value and services and recognizes that member organizations are at different places in the professional development journey. Be sure that we embrace that diversity in a way that ensures that everyone feels part of the community.
Yeah, you mentioned how physical therapists, one of the similarities is that we're pretty similar in terms of personality, even around the world. I lucked out with that in terms of physical therapists like to network, liking to talk, liking to dance, is that I ask PTs around the world to come on the show and they say yes. I tweeted at you and then a couple hours later you said yes. I said, uh-oh, I better start doing my homework. Emma Stokes is going to come on the show. So I think that's a great way to look at how PT connects even outside of the United States. And that's where my head has been for the last couple of years. But it's good to know that there's an organization like this that's out there.
We got to go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
This episode powered by our friends at Strive Labs and the Strive Hub platform, the all-in-one customer relationship management platform built for health and wellness, providing intelligent solutions for clinics and hospitals using their patient portal, automation tools, and content management system to design custom care management workflows that drive improved patient outcomes, automate outreach, boost engagement, find loyal customers, and close the loop to manage customer retention, identify trends, and make changes that will grow your clinic. Find them online at strivelabs.com.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. DJ, Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
So you've been working at Trinity College in Dublin. So I'm sure you sat through more than your fair share of commencement exercises and graduations. What's some good advice that you would give that can translate to any PT student, no matter where they are in the world? Something we should focus on as we graduate and go out to be this thing that we've been trying for so long and working so hard and taking so many tests to become. What's one thing we should focus on?
Okay, I'm going to get you to think about two things. First of all, I'm going to get you to take a moment to congratulate yourselves. It's an enormous achievement to graduate as a physiotherapist or physical therapist. Pat yourselves on the back. It's a great achievement and you should be very proud of it. The second wishes, I guess, that I have, and they were given to me last year and I've held on to them they meant a lot to me. They were to be like Pippi Longstocking.
Okay.
The Swedish Physiotherapy Association, when I was elected, gave me a Pippi Longstocking doll and said that I should be responsible, courageous and imaginative, like Pippi Longstocking. That came in part from a futures forum where the president of the Swedish Association said that physiotherapy as a profession needed to be more like Pippi Longstocking. Be responsible, be courageous, be imaginative. They were great wishes that I got and I'm passing them on to you now.
I think that would help to advance the profession no matter where the PT was practicing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like that a lot. I also did some more research. You had said two pieces of advice that were given to you was accept an invitation that your immediate response was to say no and do one thing every year that your friends would look at you and say, gosh, I'm really surprised you're doing that. And I really, really like that. I wrote those down and I wanted to bring those up because that sounds like you can only get into some fun and really creative situations that way.
Yeah. And you know, I heard that at a founder's lecture given by Tim Schmidt, who was the founder of the Eden Project in the UK. And it really resonated with me. And that's probably, I guess it's probably over 10 years ago now. And working in a university, you know, you do tend to get invitations that you might say, wow, that's an interesting invitation, but
like,
I'm not going to that.
Like to come on a podcast, talking PT over
like
a beer.
On a podcast, exactly. Or, you know, sometimes I get invitations to go to book launches or to go to lectures that are really outside my discipline. Those are opportunities where you just think, oh, right, really? Will I give that a try? And so I've done some things where people have said to me, oh, I'm a little surprised you're doing that. Those two pieces of advice are really about not closing yourself off from interesting and innovative opportunities, making sure that you are open to creative opportunities. And I suppose that comes back to the piece about being imaginative and courageous. Give yourself a chance to think about things differently. And because when we're in our early part of our career, we are very focused on clinical development, very much focusing on developing our clinical skills, building up our professional portfolio from a clinical perspective. And one of the things that we sometimes tend to do is close off on perhaps parts of our lives that are culturally very interesting or interesting from a sporting perspective, but we just feel we don't have time for them. So the essence of those two ideas is to just make sure that you do expose yourself to different people, different ways of connecting, because you really never know where that's going to take you. Sometimes it just takes you to an interesting lecture and it doesn't go any further than that. But sometimes it gets you thinking differently about something or it creates a contact that you follow up on a couple of years later.
Yeah, I've got a rule with this podcast. When I started it, to continue it, I said I have to have fun while I'm doing it and learn something with each episode. I've continued that little mantra, and PTs and patients of PT around the world haven't let me down yet, in that every time I wind up turning this laptop on or I go out with my microphone, I wind up learning something.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It's definitely expanded my horizons, and hopefully people out there listening to this has thought the same thing. So what's on the horizon for the World Confederation of Physical Therapists before we let you go? What's something that's coming up that you guys are working on or towards?
Oh, okay. Well, the big piece of excitement. We have our first global, our first world congress in Cape Town in July 2017.
I want to go. I want in.
You know what? I was told when I went to my first WCPT congress, once you go to one, you'll never miss another one. Yeah, I thought, sure. And that was back in 1999. And you know, that person was right. That was a physiotherapy manager from Ireland, and they were right. You know, it's a long trip, but once you experience international physiotherapy congresses like that, when you go home, your world feels sort of slightly monochrome for a while, because the richness and the diversity and just looking around a room with, you know, at the opening ceremony, we had over 3,000 physiotherapists in a room from all over the world. You just think it really doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a hugely exciting thing. I would be saying to all of you, like I did when I wanted to go to my first one, every gift, every graduation gift that you get, people want to buy you something for your graduation. I'd be saying, don't buy me anything. Just put money in an envelope and get your ticket and register and come to Congress in 2017 in Cape Town. It will be a life-changing experience for you from a professional perspective. And
wow,
we are so excited about it. It's the first time we're having our international congress in the Africa region. It's going to be breathtaking in so many different levels and life-changing for so many different people.
Man, you're painting a picture that's making me want to go right now. Let's book a ticket.
Well, there you go. So book early.
Just in case you wanted to get more information, I'd be a bad host if I didn't include the website. It is wcpt.org. And
correct,
if you wanted to reach out and follow along with what is going on with the president of the the World Confederation of Physiotherapists. You can follow Emma on Twitter at EK Stokes. I'm excited to see where this is going to go. It opened my eyes just a couple of weeks ago when I found out about the WCPT. So now I'm in. I'm invested. We're all part of this field. That's what the WCPT is really all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really do go onto our website, register for all of our news updates, because you're going to find out a whole lot more about the world of physiotherapy. And for some people who might be saying to themselves, well, why would I be interested in that? You know what? Open your eyes to it, because it is fascinating to hear what's happening around the world. And I bet once you start engaging in that way and following us on Twitter and having a look at our Facebook page and looking at our website and hearing the news, if for no other reason than it's just giving you insights into the profession around the world, it's fantastic. It's just wonderful to see everything that's happening.
I've heard some advice from professors in my very first year of PT school that's completely scalable. You know, if you think you can't take something from neuro and apply it to ortho or acute, and if you think you can't apply it to other areas of PT in your practice, you're doing yourself and your patients a disservice. I think if you think you can't apply something from the on the world stage to your own practice, mm-hmm. to your own patient, I think you're doing yourself and your patients a disservice again. So every episode we record is a pint, but before we're done with pints, we do shots, parting shots of wisdom. So you've given us some good things to look forward to as students heading out into the world of PT as the class of 2016. Is there one more little piece of advice that we can squeeze out of you, something to hold close to us as we go out there into the world?
I've said it before, and so I'm going to say it again because it's really important. Stay connected to your professional community. That way you can be the best version of yourself for your patients and your clients. Join or join in.
I feel like this whole episode has been one long parting shot. A lot of good advice. Responsible, courageous, innovative. Do something you'd immediately say no to, and do something that's going to shock people who know you really well. I'm looking forward to it. You got my hair on my arms standing up a little bit about going out there and being a part of this world stage of physical therapy.
You know what? Let's just do another podcast in Cape Town over a glass of very nice wine from the South African vineyards.
We can do that. I'm versatile. I can do wine. That sounds great. Emma, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule for the class of 2016. And I know this advice will resonate with a lot of my classmates.
Well, congratulations to the class. Well done, and enjoy your graduation ceremony.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all. The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.